What's good? We back. You're truly one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we got to talk about the Drew Holiday trade to Boston, which is not really surprising at all. Seeing that they basically said they were more likely going to trade Drew Holiday. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful Anthony online market promotion. Please go to promopalace.biz. As you see below, get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code Labor Day 2023. All right, let's get into it. Wow. This is just the other day, the Bucks trade get Dame Lillard and they trade Drew Holiday. And of course, the Blazers also got from the Suns DeAndre Ayton. So they said, you know, rumor was that Drew Holiday was going, he wasn't staying with the Trailblazers. He didn't fit his timeline. It was traded. So Miami was going to probably try to go after him since they didn't get Dame. And then it said Celtics, the Knicks, and somebody else. But I was watching a video where a guy was saying the trade will be Malcolm Brogdon and Robert Williams. What do you know? Oh, man, this is scary. So the Celtics just traded for Porzingis on offseason, and it got rid of Marcus Smart. But what's crazy is they actually got a better lockdown defender and a better offensive player in Drew Holiday than Marcus Smart now. Oh, my gosh, this is scary. Everybody's like, oh, you got rid of Marcus Smart. You got rid of Marcus Smart. You know who they didn't get rid of in this trade? What's his name? Gosh, I can't even think of his name right now. Hold up, I pull it up. I got a brain freeze right now. What's my man's name for the Celtics? Let's pull up the Celtics real quick. Bear with me. I can't think of his name off the top of the head. But he's Derek White. I'm sitting there looking up. They kept Derek White. So Derek White, they still got Derek White. This is the thing. This could be the starting lineup. Their starting lineup could be Derek White, Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Porzingis. Now, if they want to, they could actually just have Derek White come off the bench, since Brogdon won't be coming off the bench. But Brogdon isn't the same as he was. You know, ever since his injury, he just ain't been the same. And Derek White actually became a better defender his last year on the Celtics. Not saying he became a better defender, but he had a better season as a defender his last year playing with before Marcus Smart got traded. And now you add Drew Holiday. And Derek White is actually a little younger than Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart's not really that great offensively. He can't shoot that well. He was playing point guard, but he's not your prototypical point guard. He's not really a great facilitator. He's just really an upgraded version of Patrick Beverley, I would say. Damn fly up in here. I'm about to kill this fly. Damn fly got up in here. You see, I'm rocking the Celtics right now, too. this is the Bucks was sitting there. They was popping bottles. They was over there popping Dizzle bottles. Like, damn, we got Damian Lillard. We got Chris Middleton. We got Giannis. And now Giannis might not even win another championship. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the Celtics have to be the clear favorite to win. They have to be the clear favorite to win. Anybody thinks otherwise as far as the East goes? Yeah, and I, you know what? I might would say they got to be favored for the whole thing. I like the Nuggets. I could go switch the hat up. I got a Nuggets hat in there because I used to sell snapbacks back in the days. But I don't know, man. Past, you know, Jokic and Jamal Murray, you know, what do they got? Like, you know, past Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the Celtics got Jrue Holiday, Derek White, and Porzingis. And you know what's crazy? Everybody on that team could play. Everybody that's starting that lineup right there could play defense. They could all play defense. Wow. Defensively, they should be good as shit. Offensively, they should be good as shit. They lost Grant Williams. You know, they lost some pieces. But they can fill in. They can fill in, you know. They can fill in on the bench. Wow. And probably the best bet, like I said, is just have Derek White come off the bench and facilitate the bench unit. I think they still got Peyton Pritchard and, you know, whoever else they got. But, like, as far as, you know, you look at the Suns are just top heavy. They just got Durant, Booker, and Bill. We don't know how that's going to even work out, how that's going to play out. I mean, the Celtics are just like across the board heavy. What position are they weak at right now? Guard? Nah. Derek White, Jrue Holiday. Forwards? Nah. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Jenna? Nah. Porzingis. Where are they weak at right now? Man, Celtics got to be favored to come out the East, clearly. I wouldn't be shocked. Vegas probably favoring them to come win the whole thing. I would definitely want to see a Celtics versus Bucks game. I want to see this play out. If we see Celtics versus Bucks in the Western Conference Finals, Jrue Holiday traded for Damian Lillard traded to the Celtics. You know, it's like the Bucks is like, yeah, we got one up on y'all. And the Celtics is like, yo, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Because we about to go out here and we about to get the guy you traded away, Jrue Holiday, which a lot of people was really saying y'all shouldn't have traded away. I was on the mindset that they should have tried to trade Chris Middleton for Damian Lillard if they could have. But apparently Jrue Holiday was, I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know, man. I think it was a little too loyal to Chris Middleton because they didn't want to trade him because he just signed a new contract. And so did Brook Lopez. Wow. Jrue Holiday on the Celtics. Game changer. I mean, what more can I say about this? NBA is going to be interesting. Nuggets going for repeat. Lakers got better. Suns got better. We still got to see if the Warriors got better. And it's still out there that the Clippers might try to get James Harden. And I think James Harden on the Clippers would make them better. Sixers wanted to get Jrue Holiday. If they lose James Harden, I'm thinking it'll probably like for Terrence Mann or something. I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't think James Harden to the Clippers gets them over the hump with what's going on with the Celtics, Jrue Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. And they got to win now. They have to win now. Because then they got to pay Jason Tatum, or Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown got the The Bag. T-H-E-E-E-E-E. T-H-E-E-E-E. The Bag. He got The Bag. And he's the second best player. Some would say the first best player because of his defense. So they have to win this year. And I'm over the mindset they might have to win. We might have to get two championships out of this. Because they're going to pay Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown $500 million. We don't get no championship with $500 million, man. Next bargain agreement, man. We're going to have to start doing contracts based on performance. And we're going to have to clue in wins. Championship wins, playoff wins, all those things, you know. Wow, this is interesting. This is so interesting. I can't wait till the NBA season starts. I really can't wait. And it'd be nice if we get a healthy Zion, see what Zion, Brandon Ingram, and my man CJ McCollum could do, and Herb Williams and the gang over there, Valachunas, you know, Kyrie and Luka. Man, there's a lot going on, man, in the league. In Miami, man, the MIAO, Steadily. Like, yeah, yo, like, they about to go bye-bye. I don't see Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero competing with the Bucks and the Celtics. Sixers, you know, they'll depend on what happens to James Harden. They'll be all right in the regular season. But, yes, the Bucks and the Celtics in the East. The West is wide open. Denver, Suns, Lakers. Still got to see what the Warriors are with Chris Paul. And see what the Clippers, what moves they make. And I still like the Kings. The Kings were interested in trying to get Jrue Holiday. And that would have been interesting if they would have Jrue Holiday, De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, trade Harrison Barnes and Malik Monk. And Kings still, like, I like the Kings. They still need another player. They need a third guy. Harrison Barnes, all due respect, he's a Tar Heel. Shouts out to my North Carolina Tar Heels, but he's not the guy. Keegan Murray's still young. If Keegan Murray can take that jump, that we think Keegan Murray could take, where he goes up to like a 15 to 19 points a game, 7-8 rebounds, few assists. Maybe it's still a block. I could like the Kings' chances, like, going in the future, because they're still young. De'Aaron Fox is still young. Sabonis is young. Keegan Murray was a rookie last year, and he definitely should get way more touches than my man Harrison Barnes. And Harrison Barnes got everything, though. He got a championship in the pros, and he got his money. And he almost brought us a college championship at Carolina if my man Kendall Marshall doesn't get hurt. Kendall Marshall doesn't get hurt, they win a championship that year. I know Celtics fans are popping bottles, and hopefully they'll pop Dizzle bottles over this one. They popping bottles. They definitely walking up to Bucks fans and poking them in the eye, like, yeah, you thought you had us. You thought you had one up on us. God, here you go. Take that. Take the shot to the guts, you know, the Bucks. Take the shot to the guts. You thought you had one up on us. I guarantee Vegas tomorrow is going to be like, Celtics is favored to come out of these. Celtics are favored to win it all. And as they probably should be. And if they don't win this year, somebody got to go. Somebody got to go. I don't care how much money you gave Jaylen Brown. They got to break it up. Him and Jason Tatum got to go. One of the two got to go. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, Instagram, BitChute, Twitter, and LinkedIn. The audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, the Amazon Music, and much, much more. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. And don't forget, on here, I'm willing to talk about anything, music, sports, politics, world events. And it's always going to come from a common sense, common knowledge approach and a laws of nature approach. This is not no conservative Christian podcast. Contrary to what people may believe, I've never voted Republican. This isn't a conservative podcast. This isn't a Christian podcast. This is more of a common sense, common knowledge, laws of nature podcast. It just so happens that some of the laws of nature views align with the conservative and Christian views, like, you know, transgenderism and things of that nature. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. And we're out.